Good afternoon. Small group, thanks for staying. We're going to talk about maternal child health, exposure to secondhand smoke, and expanding the message to family cessation. And we have no relationships to disclose. Since 2001, Moms Quick Connection, a program of the Southern New Jersey Perinatal Cooperative, has provided perinatal smoking cessation and anti-tobacco education in New Jersey. Initially, Moms Quick Connection was a pilot project that identified and provided free smoking cessation for pregnant and parenting, pregnant women in Southern New Jersey. As a recognition of the success of Moms Quick Connection's cessation intervention and the realization that there is a need for additional services, our program was expanded and now offers free face-to-face and telephone smoking cessation to pregnant and parenting women in the entire state of New Jersey. Additionally, in 2004, Moms Quick Connection developed professional training and implementation assistance on ACOG's 5A's brief intervention model. However, our evaluation that we did provided evidence that despite their desire to ask, advise, assess, assist, and arrange, the trained clinicians could not find the time to successfully implement the 5A's. Therefore, Moms Quick Connection developed our Ask, Advise, and Refer brief intervention model and our training and implementation program. The training provides education on the hazards of smoking during pregnancy, exposure to secondhand smoke, and how to ask about smoking status, advise the patients on the hazards, and refer to either Moms Quick Connection or the New Jersey Quit Line via our Facts to Quit forms. Although maternal smoking rates have declined, Moms Quick Connection counselors found that most of our clients live with other smokers. Although our clients were actively changing their own cigarette consumption, both their cessation treatment and their health was compromised from the exposures of others' daily smoking habits. During treatment, clients would express their discomfort of bringing messages on either quitting or making smoke-free homes back to their family members. Many of our clients live with friends, family, that they don't rent from, and they live for free, which increase their discomfort on making homes smoke-free. They express that these living situations prevented them from asking not other people smoking in their homes. Significant others also had family members living there, and that made them uncomfortable as well. The Surgeon General's 2006 report concluded that there is no risk-free level of secondhand smoke exposure. As part of treatment, Moms Quick Connection clients are given education on the chemical makeup of cigarettes and are provided materials that assist them in decreasing their own consumption use. In addition to active secondhand smoke, our clients are also taught about the chemicals that make up third-hand smoke. Although this information is helpful to our clients, they are hesitant to bring home the information for fear upsetting those that they live with. Women exposed to secondhand smoke that are not smokers themselves still have a 20% greater chance of giving birth to a low birth weight baby than women who are not exposed at all. Most people who are exposed to secondhand smoke are in their own home or in their car. Almost 3 million American children younger than 6 years old breathe in secondhand smoke at least 4 days a week. The reason why the number isn't 7 days a week is because there are some families trying to make their home smoke-free, but when we have bad weather or when it's in the middle of the night, parents don't go out to smoke, they still stay inside. Moms Quick Connection identified a need to treat family members as a whole, to support the cessation, to decrease exposure of secondhand smoke, and offer clinicians a platform to promote a smoke-free message. Moms Quick Connection created a bilingual secondhand smoke campaign. Materials included a door hanger, a bookmark, and a postcard. The materials distributed by Moms Quick Connection counselors provided education about the hazards of secondhand smoke and encouraged the reader to seek cessation services. When the counselor gives the materials, they guide the client on how to present the materials in their own home. For example, leaving the postcard out on a table, hanging the door hanger on the front door, and placing the message on Moms Quick Connection, eliminating the feeling of delivering messages the family does not want to hear. So this is a picture of our door hanger. And although it looks very simple, the messages are concise and clear and consistent. And you'll notice through the other pictures that we're going to show is that the coloring is the same and the graphics are very similar. And that was a very important piece of this program. So we are also making sure that both our consumers and our providers recognize the information. The door hanger has English on one side and Spanish on the flip side. Since Mom's Quick Connection has been providing this product, we have learned a number of unique ways both our clients and our partner professionals are using the door hanger. For example, we partner with many hospitals in our area, and they are actually asking for the door hanger, so when they identify a smoker or the mother has visitors who are smokers, they actually take this door hanger and hang it in the hospital on the mother's door. So they don't wait till they get home. The message starts right there in the hospital. Some of our clients have actually expressed to us when they know family members are coming that are smokers, they put it on the front door. So that way, again, the message is on our program. You can see our logo right on there and not on them. And it really decreases the discomfort level and increases the chance of smoke-free home and the client cessation. The best support for the mother during treatment is to include the family as a whole. These tools are used to include the family in conversation about tobacco use, the dangers of secondhand smoke, and cessation services. By using the materials, the family is getting a consistent message from a cessation counselor, and the message is not going back to the family from the client herself. And these are some of our other materials, again, Spanish and English. The most important message that we want to give about the bookmark, which is the little one here, and it actually is the size of a bookmark, is that we purposely took the information and put it on something that did not include a picture of a woman or the younger teddy bear, because we do want to show the population that we are treating women with children 6 years old and younger, and we also want to incorporate the whole family. So that's why you'll see these graphics change. We do purposely give a softer effect, so that way when we use this information, not only with our clients, but in venues such as health fairs, we'll have even non-smokers coming and picking up the information to bring back and deliver to people that they know are smokers around young children or around pregnant people. Again, we've learned to have a very clear, concise, and consistent message. So you'll notice that these look alike. The postcard, this is actually a front and back picture of this postcard, and we have information about the hazards of secondhand smoke on one side with the teddy bear, and then messaging about cessation treatment on the other side. And again, Spanish and English. So our design concept, the materials were purposely created with a more positive message and visually pleasing in order to increase the likelihood of dissemination. We didn't want to create something that was going to cause people to just run away from it. We have a couple of other products that we use that have more harsh graphics, but this is purposely done so we're promoting people picking this up. These materials are also used during training sessions with clinicians. The goal is to supply the clinician with materials for icebreakers when using the ask, advise, and refer model. Clinicians use the materials to discuss the hazards of smoking, the hazards of secondhand smoke, and encourage patients to utilize Mom's Quick Connection. In addition to tracking referral of pregnant and parenting clients to Mom's Quick Connection, we now collect data on the number of referrals of family members to the Quit Line to determine the impact of these strategies on family smoking incidents. Another picture. These are actually, the one on your right is a graphic that is put on a sunscreen for the car, and that's used specifically for larger venues like health fairs to draw people to our table. They have to answer some questions, enter a drawing, since it is a bigger product. So it's an interaction piece, and because it is soft, people don't worry about displaying this in their car. So that was the whole purpose of that. And the other one on the left is actually window cling. So instead of using our door hanger, they can actually use this cling, and therefore it's on all the time, and we don't have to worry about falling it off, what have you, outside, and then they can use the door hanger for inside. Keeping the message design similar with the tagline the same promotes recognition for both the consumer and the professional. Community programs and health professionals who have partnered with Mom's Quick Connection in the past use these tools to encourage behavior change among their patients. Partners have found the door hanger, postcard, and bookmark provide them with a natural icebreaker when approaching the idea of including the family in conversation about tobacco use and cessation services. And this is our concluding slide. And as I said before, we are a cessation program that helps pregnant and parenting women quit, and we had collaborate with New Jersey's Quit Line. So the family-centered approach, there's several ways we can help the family. One is in a general education venue. One is when we have women enter our program and she's living with other smokers, if they are her parents or her significant other, and we have her permission, they can come into session with her. They can test their carbon monoxide. They can sit on the education and the treatment as well. And of course, we also have the Quit Line, which is a 24/7 service that we can promote the other family members to go to. Thank you.